entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
All's right with the world. The Rev is back with me, and it's a business show number 710. 710 in our original It's Your Business series. Rev, good morning to you.
How you doing there, BZ?
Well, we missed you this week, but you've been starring on sports radio.
I don't know if I was starring. I was just kind of there.
Oh, that's right. You were with Tubbs. You
had maybe to be doing some color.
A sub act.
Some fill. I was doing the fill, yeah.
You did
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I always have a blast working with Tubbs or Matic over there on KWSN because I get to talk about stuff that I think I actually know something about, but I don't.
So, you know a lot about a lot of things. I hear that all over the community.
I have a blast over there.
First of 2 hours today, we'll cover everything from the Automania with almost 2,000 cars in Brandon tonight and tomorrow. A parking lot furniture sale with Brown and Sanger. I hope the rain holds off. Donovan's hobbies, diving. Our favorite lawyer, Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law. Jody Perrette, Plastic Surgery Associates, the latest in sprinting as well. Our regulars. Today we have John Miller from Golf Addiction, Scott Verilek, Koima Kamig, Todd Neuberger, Edward Jones took the day off. Jane will be doing the report. And award winners on the edge of everything. But we start with Jody Schwan, Sioux Falls Business Journal, and Jesse Schmidt, South Dakota Better Business Bureau. Jody, on Monday you gave us a cover story, building a better team, even curling form. No soccer, but curling.
Yeah, soccer is everywhere, isn't it, Bill? But curling's picking up some steam, too. Talk about a trend. And we integrated that into this week's cover story because a local web digital firm, Blend Interactive, took the team curling as a way to increase their camaraderie, get away from the office, and have a little fun. And they are not alone, but they have done a good job, I think, of really creating a culture of teamwork. You know, it's not a huge staff, so that does make it a bit easier sometimes to do these things. But every Friday, I wonder what they're having today, actually, they bring the team together for lunch. They've got a kitchen built right into their office. They all sit around the kitchen table, have some lunch, and just catch up on things. And it's not necessarily work-related, but it does help bring everybody closer together. And, you know, the better you get along with your coworkers, generally, the more productive you are, and the product benefits in the end. So we've looked at a number of different examples of ways businesses have increased their team building, really creative things. Some of them took a team to the Sky Zone Indoor Trampoline Park and they played company dodgeball. Somebody else went over to the Leif Erickson Day Camp and did the ropes course. Thankfully, not on the agenda for my office, but, you know, overall.
I bet you could handle it, though.
I don't know. It actually makes my workload look a little bit better today, thinking about that alternative, Bill. But, no, you know, it's one of these things that I think companies cut back on during the recession, just like travel and training and some of those other perceived extras. And now they're bringing it back and are seeing some good results. So if you want to learn more about team building, you can still find that cover story online at SiouxFallsBusinessJournal.com.
That productivity that goes with employees feeling a sense of ownership pays for itself, even in recession times.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's been so much research done, especially on younger workers, looking at what do they want in a workplace. And a lot of it comes back to this camaraderie. They want to enjoy going to work. They want to feel like they have a bond with their coworkers. So this plays right into that.
You knew I'm going to ask those three words, other breaking news.
Yeah, I want to send you again, obviously there's lots of content on there, but over to SiouxFallsBusinessJournal.com where you can see some major changes being planned for the Sioux Falls Regional Airport. I feel like this has been a common theme over the last several years. There have been a lot of improvements made to the airport. The next one has already gotten some attention, and that involves enlarging and renovating the upstairs security checkpoint area, which is kind of crammed right now, and they're going to be adding some extra lanes, too. But in addition to that, TSP, which is the architecture firm that's working with the airport, has come up with some really interesting concepts to tie everything together. You know, the airport is sort of a hot hodgepodge building. Different areas look dated. Some of them look more contemporary. So the idea here would be to carry a common theme, common colors and finishes throughout, including areas like baggage claim that are pretty dated, haven't seen attention in years. So if you want to take a look at that, the Airport Authority just decided yesterday to move forward with these improvements. It's going to be a multi-year process, but it will get started this fall. So more changes ahead for the airport.
Now, we know next week's a holiday week. We have no show Friday, so you don't have to be here Friday.
We get the day off, huh, Bill? Okay.
We get the day off, and I don't get to take many holidays off.
But, congratulations.
Going to have
enjoy
fun
that
with
one.
That. But we have a special on Monday, and you're going to be a part in the middle of kind of reviewing the year and talking about a new part we're adding for the third quarter.
Yeah, I just found out about this. You're going to announce what we're doing, or is that the big reveal on Monday?
What do you think? What should we do? You know how to headline. You know how to promote.
I would say a bit more. Why don't you tease it out a little bit more?
We've been looking to go along with all the real estate, all the building stuff, all the financial stuff we do, a commercial real estate side. We have found a fit. Actually, Jody was the matchmaker on making this all come together. And it's a show that goes back earlier this month.
Yep, early this month.
And sometimes what goes to Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas.
All right, you're on the verge of giving this one away, Bill.
But we won't go any further.
I will say, I think it's a great idea because from our coverage, you know, commercial real estate is so popular. People really like that topic in this community. So I think you've got a hit on your hands. But we'll look forward to Monday.
Thanks to you. It's nice to have a chance to work with you.
Fantastic.
And we'll introduce the gentleman next week. Lots of experience in Sioux Falls. We're not going any further than that.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, if you'll shove the microphone just a little bit to the east, we'll pick up Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota. And Jesse scooping all of us on a story. She's working this morning, Jody. I've got it. We're going to talk about wedding problems with a story out of the Omaha World Herald. But you're saying we got other breaking news.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me. We should hold that wedding story because that's a good one, too. So we'll talk about that another time. But the Attorney General's office released yesterday at this time, and I've heard it. I heard Jack say it on the news as well. But if you are getting phone calls from your supposed utility company telling that you have a past due bill and threatening to cut your utilities off, whether that's your gas, your electric, your water, take a minute, hang up the telephone, and call them directly because that's not, again, the way utilities operate. They don't call you and harass you for money before they shut your utilities off. So, again, we see this type of alert happen when we're going to see a change in how utilities are run. So when it gets very, very cold in the wintertime and is starting to warm up here in summertime, all these scams start to recirculate, and this is at the forefront today. So we know the AG's office has gotten complaints, and there are some victims attached to this. So please, if you get a call threatening you that they're going to shut off your utilities, hang up the phone, call the Attorney General's office, call your utility company directly and see if you are current.
Yeah, you got the Better Business Bureau, and you're scooping the Sioux Falls Business Journal, the only business radio show in Sioux Falls. Now, don't be so smug over there.
Oh,
we're not going to let that happen all the time.
Yeah, I don't think
But it's
think
a story
I'm
you're sharing
her.
With us this morning.
Absolutely. I think the many more people that hear it, the better. And rarely would I ever have a scoop over Jody, so I won't gloat. I'll just smile and share.
But you know what? That's how you share stories. You
right,
have sources
absolutely.
You develop, and that's one of the reasons we enjoy having Jesse on the show. Now, let's give just a few seconds to the wedding scam.
Because, yes.
I mean, it's the June bride scenario, and this is the last weekend of June, so we want to wait till July to talk about everything?
No, let's talk about it. It's really a heartbreaking story. This was an article, as you said, that was out of the Omaha World Herald. There was a couple down there who have continued to fraudulently accept money for doing wedding photography and have gotten some South Dakotans involved in that. And one just recently was a young lady from Sioux Falls who was all ready for her wedding, beautiful outdoor wedding. And she'd gotten a text from her photographer saying that, gosh, they were having some car troubles and that he would hear from her soon. And lo and behold, they never showed up. And then they never showed up in court as well. So not only was she out her $1,200 that she is never going to see again, she really is missing a once-in-a-lifetime moment to be captured in she and her husband's life. So I certainly empathized with her, but it just goes to show young brides or as soon-to-be brides that they really need to do their due diligence. Check people's background. This guy has a criminal background of fraud and of not doing the right thing. And there are so many local, really good photographers. That's just one day where you don't want to risk not having somebody show up to the party.
Yeah, perfect day ruined by not being able to share it in generations ahead.
Right.
All right. People have questions about marriage issues, about pictures, about scams. How do they reach the counselor with a Better Business
Bureau? Well, we certainly don't give marriage advice, but we'll give you the advice on who you need to hire to plan the perfect wedding. And you can reach us at 271-2066, or you can always go online to bbb.org.
All right, we're right on time. We appreciate having the Jays with us this morning. Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota, and Jody Schwan, the Sioux Falls Business Journal, among other things. We'll talk with you again on Monday. You're off next Friday. Sorry.
Darn it.
I don't know what you're going to do with your day off. Go to a parade or something. When we come back, we're going to talk about a parking lot sale for furniture. All a part of It's Your Business on this Friday.
It took a while, but golf season is finally here, and so is our huge spring golf sale. Hi folks, Dave Austed with Austed's Golf. The cold spring weather sent golf manufacturers into a panic, so we have great prices. Our stores are packed with everything you need to play better, look sharp, and even enjoy the game. Right now, you can get 24 Strixon golf balls for just $45. The Zeno BioFlex gloves, buy two, get one free. And we have a Titleist wedge that's priced too low to advertise.
Have you ever heard of an iron sale at the beginning of the season? Crazy, right? Austed's can save you up to $300. On the name brand sets of irons from Callaway, TaylorMade, Cobra, Adams, and more.
If there's ever been a time to shop Austed's, this is it. Our huge spring sale is on now. See you soon or online at Austed's.com. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Michael Medved, Sunday afternoons 3 to 6. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Hey, it's a big sales day at Brown & Sanger's. They were having their furniture warehouse celebration. And Paula Kruitfeldt,
yep.
Close?
Yep, you got it.
Two for two?
Right on.
Okay. Now, this is kind of special. 125 years you guys have been doing this kind of business in Sioux Falls.
Absolutely.
What's special about 125?
This is our 125th celebration this year. Brown & Sanger has been in business in Sioux Falls for 125 years. And we are doing a lot to celebrate this year.
All right. We're going to pick your mind here. We got shoppers out there that are ready to take advantage of this. It's a one-day sale. It started at 8 o'clock this morning, goes till 5 o'clock. And we need to kind of let them know there are some slightly damaged things out there. Now, you've got a pretty good eye for what works, what doesn't. I've got a sister that works with Herman Miller. She probably would give me this lecture as well. So just go ahead and share with the audience. We won't tell anybody what the bargains are.
We have a lot of bargains out there. We have in the parking lot, we have chairs, we have tables, we have desks, we have bookcases, file cabinets, anything you need to set up your office, your home office. If you got a child going off to college, you got stuff to set up a college dorm, a college apartment. And a lot of this stuff has maybe a small little scratch on it that is just a, you know, barely visible. And That is going for a bargain prices. We have stuff that's got a little ding here, a little ding there. Can't even see it sometimes on
here
the back.
There a ding.
Yep, everywhere.
Can you get matching dings?
Yeah, but there's no hail damage because this stuff has all been inside, so we're good there.
With what we've had in the last 10 days, thank you. Thank you for that. This is a sale that goes on today till 5 o'clock. Tell them exactly where it's at.
We are located on 1409 C Avenue, which is in the industrial park off of Russell and Prairie. And look for the furniture in the parking lot because that's probably the only place that's going to have furniture in the parking lot. It's right off Russell, and we are going to be there all day today, and we are going to be making deals all day long. So come visit us.
Making deals.
Making deals.
That's what people like. You know, and the word furniture and deals don't always go together, but this is a special celebration day.
Absolutely. We have some stacked chairs that we want to move. I think we have about 200 of them, and we want to get those out of the door, and they're gray neutral color that will fit in any office, and those are selling for $5 a chair, so come out and pick those up and get a few for, you know, updating your break room. If you need new furniture for that, they're great for that. You need some extra chairs in a conference room, bring, you know, those will work great in there too. So
high quality name brands, some of that, some of something else.
Yep, we have Hahn Furniture, we have Herman Miller Furniture, we have OFS, we have just a ton of different manufacturers represented out there. We carry several different lines, and there's something for everybody. Every color, every style. There's a ton of furniture we're going to have out there on the sale, so you need to come out and check it out.
Paula with Brown & Sanger. Today is the big celebration, 125th anniversary, a chance for you to take advantage of it till 5 today. And again, the location is where?
1409 C Avenue.
Or just look for the furniture in the parking lot.
Absolutely. We also have some unique education items out there that we have, like some school desks that have the little flip-up top lid, so it's never too early to start thinking about Christmas gifts for the grandkids, because those are cute little desks that we're going to have out there. We have a variety of sizes and colors, fun colors, so that always catches the eye, too.
Okay, this is a business show, so I have to ask you business questions, okay? It's fun to talk about bargains, but how did you sort out what was going to be inside and what was going to be outside for this sale?
Well, we have inside product. We have a lot of stuff that we buy special purchase, and those things will stay inside the building, but we do have a special...
So people could actually go inside.
Absolutely,
as well.
Yep. We have a special running on an executive desk chair on this sale that we bought on a special price, and we're selling those for $99.99. And then we also have another executive desk chair that we also have on a special purchase for $125 for the 125th celebration. And then we're...
Imagine that.
Yep. And then we have other items that are onesie-twosie items, the slightly damaged items, slightly used items that will be out in the parking lot. But we have several... areas in the building too that we can, you know, that we have a sale going on. So come in and check out the parking lot and the inside the building. That would be great.
Terms.
Cash and carry. We take credit cards. So anything you want to do there, just stop in and we'll make you a deal.
So this is a one-day sale. You're not carrying it over till next Friday. You're not carrying it over till Saturday.
Nope, today
5 o'clock
only.
Is it? Yep. And what happens at 5 o'clock? Do you just back up a semi and go someplace else?
Well, we're hoping that we don't have to bring
the
much back.
Unclaimed furniture place or something?
No, we're hoping we don't have to bring much back into the building. So we're hoping that we sell it all out of the parking lot and we're shut the door and go home and celebrate.
History on these kind of sales in the past, where you've had the parking lot sale?
We've had some great bargains out there before, and hopefully we continue to have people come and get some more great deals, because we do have a lot of stuff to move, but we're always finding deals, and we're trying to pass those on to our customers. So, like to see you today.
more men or women show up for this? You're talking saving. I can hear the wife coming out and saying, I bought seven chairs and I saved X.
Actually, it's kind of both. We have both men and women. We have business guys come out making deals for their, getting stuff for their boardrooms or their break rooms. And then we have ladies coming out finding deals for their kids and all kinds of projects that people are doing. So we got both.
Brown and Sanger's Furniture Warehouse Celebration. People that didn't know you'd been here 125 years, that's a pretty rich tradition.
That is. We have been here a long time. Come see us for office furniture, office supplies, printing, and promotional goods. We're here for 125, and we're going to be here a lot longer.
And if it gets a little later in the afternoon, just maybe take a little lemonade, share it with the people that are in the parking lot. Would that work?
A little later in the afternoon, it's getting a little hotter, and the deals are getting a little sweeter probably. So come out and visit us.
Paula, we appreciate you taking time to visit with us. We hope people today will go to the Brown & Sanger Furniture Warehouse Celebration. Appreciate you taking time to visit with us. Never done this before, a parking lot furniture sale, a celebration, 125 years old. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And just a few thunder showers out there this morning, just a few sprinkles. Jack is watching it, keeping an eye on it. So Brown and Sanger Furniture Parking Lot Sale goes on. Comfort King, something pretty important to me as far as being able to get a good night's sleep, zero gravity. And we talked about a story that went nationwide over the last 7 days that basically said that you can never recover sleep. Once you've lost it, you've lost it. And it does affect your body, your lifetime, your productivity. With health at stake, why not go to the factory? Find out what would give you the best night's sleep. You can go near the mall, hit Comfort King, hit Chris Larson, and say, look, Zortman talks about this and what his wife and he have shared now for a good part of 2014, and he's still on the air. He's getting older. You know, he's got his 50th class reunion, and, you know, he still surprises
us. Still on the air.
Still on the air.
After all these decades, be the zero gravity, Bill.
It's got to be the zero gravity.
Got to be it.
I have to get that good night's sleep. I don't get the nap in the afternoon. I have to make sure that I get it at night. And when I do it, I want to rest comfortably. Go to Comfort King, the factory, located near the mall. That place that has the buffet right beside it out there.
Buffet?
On 49th, just off of 49th.
Buffet?
Yep, that's what we used to call it in Alabama. Got to go to the buffet with the senator, who was a little rounder than I was. But anyway, Comfort King's for you. We hope you'll take time. Go see him. Get a good night's sleep. Welcome back to It's Your Business. Sprint time, 9:32. Trevor Knettle and Nick Carpin from Sprint joining us. Gentlemen, how are you doing this morning?
Excellent.
Good.
Thank you.
Good morning.
We were just talking about the busiest time of the year, and you were saying that July kind of leads into August and back to school. So that's obviously a time that parents are saying, how are we going to communicate? How are we going to communicate whether they're in college or high school or whatever it's going to be?
That's right. Yeah, it's creeping up on us fast. The next thing you know, it'll be August, and school will be starting back up. So it's a good time to start planning and maybe shopping around if you are sending somebody off to college or maybe have a, you know, a middle schooler even or a grade schooler staying home by themselves for the first year after school and don't have a landline, and maybe get them a cell phone so they have a way to communicate, text you when they get home or something along those lines. So, yeah, summer's real busy for us, and a lot of people are starting to plan out, check out the new phones and the new plans, and decide what they want to do for their kids this upcoming school year for their wireless service.
I have to tell you, the first couple of times we talked, and I had seen the commercial, the word Framley, it was like, why can't people say family? But there's a good reason that it is Framley.
It is. Combining your friends and family to share the savings. The Framley plan has been out for several months now from Sprint, and it's just got an amazing response from our customers. You know, basically what it does in a nutshell is it allows you to save on your wireless bill and share the savings with up to 10 of your friends and family. You can get service for every line under the Framley plan for as low as $25 per line. And that would include unlimited calling, unlimited texting, and a gigabyte of data for each line. With that, you can still get unlimited data available through Sprint, the only national provider that still offers truly unlimited data with that as well. One nice thing that the customers really like is that the family plan still allows you to all benefit from the reduced cost, but still retain individual billing. You know, you can have a couple lines on one bill going to one person and a couple lines on another bill going to another person. So no individual is going to be responsible for all 10 lines of service on that. Everybody still has their own financial responsibility and yet is able to share the savings with all of those people as well.
Makes sense to me. Most asked question you're getting right now in your two locations?
Well, we've got a lot of questions about the family plan. It's just been all over the TV, all over the radio, and it's something kind of new, the way that Sprint's going to market with this. So that's what most people are asking about here in our stores.
So when we talk about family, can it be with a business?
How
could you integrate that in? Of course, Trevor is Mr. Business to Business here. He fits very well on a business radio show. So how would that work?
It works really well. Sprint did a nice job of putting a plan together here that works really well for families with, you know, extended families and kids. And it also works nice for small businesses since you can have up to 10 lines on a family plan. A lot of small businesses in Sioux Falls have already started utilizing the plan. If they've got, 10 employees or so, it fits perfect. If they've got more than that, we've got other plans that will accommodate them too. But this gives them a chance to, with 10 lines, gets each line down to $25 a line, and that is extremely affordable. And when we compare those numbers to some of the costs they're having with other national carriers, they get pretty excited when they see the savings.
Well, and you are the business-to-business guy. We have a lot of businesses coming to Sioux Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Sprint's a good place to start. If you don't have a plan or you're saying, what would best work for me in this community and the Sioux Empire?
Absolutely, Bill. What I do is I work with, essentially any type of business customer here in the Sioux Falls area. And they can get a hold of me at either one of the Sprint stores. Just give them a call and they'll direct you to me or leave a message. But I'll head out there and sit down with them and see what types of services they're using. Maybe see what type of services they'd like to be using if they're not integrated into smartphones and tablets and that type of thing. And kind of cater a program that's going to work well for them, hopefully save them some money, and then also, most importantly, give them the local support they need, and that being me heading out to their office and taking care of them when a phone breaks, questions on a bill, adding, a new employee starts off or somebody quits and we got to do some changes. Those types of things are all facilitated by the business department at Sprint through us locally.
And that's the key word. That's the difference with you guys. Locally, you can find you here. Businesses need the help. You've listened. You've got the hot buttons on each of these businesses. You know when to respond.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we got I've been doing it for quite a few years now, so I've got a lot of experience. So I'm starting to get a lot of the same questions. So when they come up, they can be easily answered, and we can get their business back on track.
Trevor Knettel and Nick Carpin from Sprint. Where do we find you guys? If we want to go online, obviously we could probably call on a Sprint line. But how are the ways to reach you guys?
Well, we do have two retail stores here in Sioux Falls. We have one location on South Louise Avenue, which is right across the street from the Home Depot. And then we also have a second location on South Sycamore Avenue, one block north of 26th Street.
Specials that people should know about. I can't ask that question too many times. People say, well, you didn't ask them enough about the specials. So I'm asking you guys about the specials.
I've got something for you, Bill. We've got a deal going on right now at the retail stores through July 10th. If you do switch your number over to Sprint, which we make it very easy for you to do, if you've got another carrier and you don't want to lose your number, just bring it in to us and we can transfer that over. It's a very simple process. The same day you'll have your same number working on a new Sprint phone. But if you switch your number over to Sprint and start up a new family plan like we just talked about, you can get a Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 absolutely free for every line that you switch over to Sprint. So if you bring five lines over and bring the whole family and start your own family, you can get up to five tablets absolutely free.
How many families are we going to have in this hour? The over or under is probably 23 already.
We're working on that.
And how do you spell Framily?
Framily.
And he spelled it right. Would you have gotten it right?
I would have. Yeah.
All right. New business. I wouldn't have. Rev knows me too well. I have trouble saying it, let alone spelling that sucker. New businesses coming to town. People that have looked at Sprint. Some unique things that maybe you could share without sharing who the business is that you've been able to help resolve. I'm always curious as to how you come in and you are the problem solver.
Sure. Well, when a business comes in, they a lot of times do not want to get involved too heavily with a monthly expense. So what we're able to do is maybe start them out smaller with maybe just a couple of lines and put them on a small one or two line plan. And they don't necessarily need to start off with smartphones because those generally are a little bit more expensive. So when somebody is just starting out and they're without taking a huge leap of faith and getting into a, you know, a bunch of technology, they can stop and visit with me and we can kind of check out, you know, different options for them, whether it's just maybe some flip phones with some push to talk or direct connect. You know, I see a lot of companies, smaller companies that start off maybe like roofing or maybe more construction stuff, especially in the spring and the summer, start off that way. And, you know, after they're with me the second time, maybe when their upgrades come around, now we need some Android smartphones or some iPhones, get some rugged cases on them and that sort of thing. So it's kind of fun to watch those companies grow, too.
I think you take care of them and you respond to their needs. You listen. That's the important thing. How do they reach you guys again?
The easiest way is just to reach out to either one of our Sioux Falls locations here, one on South Louise Avenue across the street from the Home Depot, also on South Sycamore Avenue, one block north of 26th Street.
Makes sense to me. Appreciate you guys having time to join us today. 4th of July is when you need to be able to use the phone. And trust me, Sprint will keep you reliable over the 4th, regardless of where you go. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to talk with Brandon's Automania with the original Daisy Duke on It's Your Business on this Friday.
Tony Bachman with Keller Williams. Canterbury Village, all in easy living, East Sioux Falls, just east of Sycamore and Madison. Canterbury Village is about people, people like Tom Johnson.
For the last 4 years, we've kind of been searching for a home. When we went to looking for a home with all the amenities on one level, it became a challenge in Sioux Falls. In addition to Canterbury Village having that, no steps, that requirement of our search was met. To see the parties that they had on a monthly basis, to see the sense of community that already exists there, it was a no-brainer for Cheryl and I to be part of that.
Canterbury Village is not in some far-off land. The builder, Brad and Tammy, bring years of skill, craftsmanship, and love to this project. Condo starting in the 260s.
We schedule open houses almost every weekend, but if you'd like a private tour, just call us at 275-0555 or visit us online at youronlinehomeguide.com.
Canterbury Village. Sounds like home to me.
Best of Mike Gallagher. Weekend 6 to 9 p.m. Kello News Talk 1320 107.9.
I want to welcome our friends from Hartford, South Dakota, on the edge of everything to our microphones on It's Your Business. And the winners that we talk about through the month of June are here, and we're going to talk to Lene Redinius and Terry Hagen. Terry was involved with a very special project, and it all went back to an award that he won a year ago, the Power and Hope Award from Sioux Valley Energy for the volunteer work, and it led to the Amphitheater project that was actually introduced this year at Jamboree Days. Terry, I know people enjoyed it, and it was great to see the work, and I could still, as I was looking at that amphitheater, see you on top of that roof doing some of the work all by yourself. Great job. And why do you do that for Hartford? Why do you want to give back so much?
A lot of it is just volunteer support and stuff for our community and stuff. It takes a lot of money to get projects done, and you don't have to go to the city taxpayers and stuff to do stuff. Just raise some money and get the job done. Volunteers can do a lot of work for a lot less than hiring it done.
It was a great place for the music acts, for some of the other acts that were there, and it'll be a great place for additional acts, but there was some other money that came in, too, that was near and dear to your family.
I raised $28,000 on the whole project. It was all donations from numerous businesses throughout the community, and we're going to get it done and stuff. We were lucky enough to have it ready to go for Jamboree Days this past weekend. We just need to finish up the outside siding part of it, and it's ready to go for any organization or church group that wants to use it.
Lene Redenius is president, or are you the chairwoman of the chamber? I've seen both titles.
Chairwoman.
Yeah. Chairwoman, okay. Well, it seems that we've had more chairwomen than anything else. I think we're 2 for 2 in that area.
So far.
That's not bad.
No.
So when you hear Terry's story about what he did, you looked in on Jamboree Days, and you know that it was far different this year than maybe in the past. How do you feel?
It really makes me feel good when the community comes together in an event like Jamboree Days. I know Terry and some other volunteers were very instrumental in putting that amphitheater together, and people for years are going to enjoy it. Every year, the event becomes more exciting and bigger. So, you know, we love to see the community come together. We love to do things like that. And Hometown Christmas is just a few that we'll do throughout the year, which brings the community together and makes you feel like a family.
Tam and Oil singled out. You guys are going to be a little busy between now and about the middle of August. You have a lot of folks that will stop in. It'll be sampling Hartford, South Dakota on their way a little bit west.
Right. We're right off the interstate, so we do get a lot of travelers through the summer. And we are always just there to help them. Usually when they have to come see me at Taminato, that it's usually not very pleasant. Something's wrong with their car. They need our help. But we're always there with smiling faces to help them and get them back on the road. So,
Terry, we've got a lot of businesses in Hartford, and one of the things that you told me, you've lived there all your life. We're now seeing a lot of growth, fourth fastest growing community in South Dakota. Where do you see Hartford going in the next 5-10 years?
Well, it'd be nice to just keep a steady pace like we have been for the last 15 years. It's tough to keep up with the infrastructure and stuff as a community and stuff when you have an overabundance of housing or businesses that want to come. So we've been pretty fortunate. I've been a contractor there for 28 years, and now I work for the city itself. But it's challenging when you have steady, heavy growth, no matter if it's residential, commercial, and stuff. It's time-consuming for everybody.
It's a small world. He built my house, the house that I'm in right now. So, you know, you think back about how everybody knows everybody in Hartford. Lene, that's the case.
It is. I'm from there, so I have my roots there as well. And, you know, there's a lot of new faces, as Terry had alluded to. But that, you know, if you're not growing, you're dying. And Hartford is definitely a growing community. There's a lot of exciting things happening, and it is a big family. Even though there's new faces, Hartford is friendly. It gives you a good feeling when you're going down the street and people wave at you and you talk to complete strangers. It is just a small community that, you know, everybody, you know, is very friendly to each other.
Hartford now has Chamber of Commerce, an area Chamber of Commerce. They got an area development group. And you've had as many as 100 to 150 volunteers in that town trying to make a difference. How do people that are in the Hartford area, Wall Lake, Humboldt, any of those around the area, get involved to move Hartford on that right direction?
They can get a hold of Gary Sandholm at City Hall. They can get a hold of myself at Taminato and Tire. You know, anybody that wants to volunteer in the community, there's so many great causes. We're even working on some, you know, kind of as we speak, that we may need some additional volunteers. And if anybody wants to give back to the community, I encourage you to just give us a call, stop by, you know, whatever you need to do to show your support to the Hartford community.
A couple of things that we will mention that are on Gary's list for us to cover today. There is now a Hartford News electronic newspaper, and you can go to hartfordnews.info. BP, Hartford BP, has just recently renovated into the Coffee Cup Fuel Stop. We've seen the Hartford Fireside Event Center come into play. There was a groundbreaking in the last 30 days or so for Simcast, Carl B. Carlson at Buffalo Ridge. And Grandma's Bakery opened in downtown Hartford. Nice to have a grandma opening a bakery in Hartford, Terry.
It's nice to have a bakery in town and stuff, but I haven't even taken the time to stop in and taste any of it yet. So, I mean, I'm supposed to stay away from sweets, but that wasn't a good enough excuse.
It wasn't bad, though. But we appreciate and congratulate Terry Hagan, who is the volunteer for the month of June for Hartford, South Dakota, and Lene Redenius with the Tammin
Auto and Tire.
Not to be confused with
Tammin Oil.
Which is a name that's been synonymous with Hartford for a long time. Great job, you guys. Thanks for what you do. You're an inspiration to a lot of communities in South Dakota. And we'll keep watching as Hartford is more than on the edge of everything.
Come out and visit us. We're welcome to anybody.
Thank you.
It took a while, but golf season is finally here, and so is our huge spring golf sale. Hi folks, Dave Austed with Austed's Golf. The cold spring weather sent golf manufacturers into a panic, so we have great prices. Our stores are packed with everything you need to play better, look sharp, and even enjoy the game. Right now, you can get 2 dozen Srixon golf balls for just $45. Mizuno BioFlex gloves, buy two, get one free. And we have a Titleist wedge that's priced too low to advertise.
Have you ever heard of an iron sale at the beginning of the season? Crazy, right? Austed's can save you up to $300 on the name brand sets of irons from Callaway, TaylorMade, Cobra, Adams, and more.
If there's ever been a time to shop Austed's, this is it. Our huge spring sale is on now. See you soon or online at austeds.com. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's. Oh, we got good game.
Your Austed's golf store. Togetherness is overrated unless it comes to saving with Sprint's new unlimited family plan. Hi, this is Norvo. For as low as $45 per month with 7 people on Sprint's new unlimited family plan, you get unlimited data, talk, and text on the Sprint network. The bigger your family, the lower your rate. Embrace togetherness. Add Uncle Joe. Add the mailman, the water delivery guy. With Sprint's family plan, you save together but receive separate bills. Happy connecting from Sprint.
If it matters to you, you'll hear it on Kello. All day, every day. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Busy weekend, and one of the things that we're going to talk a little bit about this morning is the big Automania over in Brandon. Roughly 2,000 cars, somewhere between 18 and 2000. I did talk to a Brandon resident who teaches in Harrisburg, and they said the people were starting to come in. They called everything that was going on cool. The kids love it. Just a neat time. My son works with a car dealer here in town. They were delivering cars there today, but it'll be all varieties, and it will take place today and tomorrow. It's 3 to 11 today, 11 to 9 tomorrow. And basically, as Bill Nelson told us, it's the largest free car show in the Midwest. You got muscle cars and hot rods and imports and sports cars, classics, motorcycles beginning at 3. And you have the Daisy Duke, the original Daisy Duke from Faith, South Dakota, that will be a part of it. And, of course, this celebrates 50 years of Mustang, and it'll be a family-friendly event. And basically, it will be a historic automotive weekend. And we hope that you'll take the time to go visit over in Brandon this weekend. It's something that Brandon is very proud of. And if you go, you'll have a chance to take the family, see the cars, talk about way back when you used to drive this vehicle or that vehicle. And I can just see the pictures of farmers and people that are business people and grandpas and grandmas talking to grandkids saying, we used to have a car like that. But it's the Automania in Brandon. This is the weekend, 3 to 11 today, 11 to 9 on Saturday. It's a great thing to have in the good old summertime. Bill Nelson visited with us, looking forward to it, as the people that we've talked to in Brandon, Sioux Falls, and around the area, our cars are a big deal here in South Dakota. Now, as far as
lunch?
Lunch?
Yeah.
Are you already hungry?
Oh, heck yeah. I'm ready to head over there now, Bill. You want to go?
Yeah, let's go. We have John at 41st and Willow at Valentino's joining us. If Daisy Duke came in, would you recognize her?
Well, I don't know. It's been a long time since I've seen that show.
No doubt.
But it was a good show. I probably would.
Well, she's from Faith, South Dakota.
Oh, that's cool.
She's one of ours, and as I understand, she is good at signing autographs, good at taking care of people that want to visit with her, and, of course, the old General Lee and a few of the things that go with it. Just one of the things...
The cutoffs. The shorts.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how many of our guests this morning said they would come back for an autograph. So I'm not sure what that's all about. But, you know, you're not talking that this morning. You're talking about a Fish Friday. Is that an important day to you?
It is to our customers, because we get a lot of regulars that we always see every Friday because they just enjoy the fish that much. And you get the blaze in, we cut it up and hang batter just before it hits the fryer so it's hot and fresh and very delicious.
All right, besides the fish, it's that great grand Italian buffet. Use the G that you want to, but it's great as far as I'm concerned. What can they look forward to in addition to fish?
Well, of course, this time of year, everybody really enjoys our fresh salad bar. We have about 6 to 7 different specialty salads, plus 2 different types of tossed salads. And, of course, you can't forget the kids' favorite, the cookies and cream. But then, of course, we have the pastas with 6 different sauces, baked lasagna, fettuccine alfredo, pasta primavera, meatballs, fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, 8 varieties of pizzas. And right now we got our new one, the Chicken Delight flatbread is out. And it's going over very well. And it's actually a sauceless pizza.
Well, tell me how that works. I need to know.
Well, we marinate the chicken in our Italian vinegar. And so it has no sauce. And then it has pineapple, tomatoes, cucumbers, onions. And then we put Romano cheese on it instead of mozzarella. And it has garlic and oregano on it.
And
it's very healthy and at the same time, very good.
Sounds pretty good.
But sometimes it's hard to get both combinations.
Sunday, brunch time. A lot of people don't know that you have the brunch. We have a lot of folks that moved to Sioux Falls. Valentino's is a pretty easy place to find on 41st.
Yep. We open at 9 a.m., have a lot of different breakfast items plus lunch items. Still have our fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and gravy. Still have our fettuccine alfredo. But we have a lot of egg dishes, waffles, French toast. We make our own biscuits for biscuits and gravy. Make our own muffins. And got a big following there. And just want to introduce that to more.
Well, and I will tell you, having met a number of the members of your family right now, I think that they all have to go out and pick strawberries for all the strawberries you go through on Sunday morning.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so the Sunday brunch again is what time?
At 9 a.m. and goes till 2, and then we just turn it into our dinner buffet. We're open all day on our buffet, every day. It never shuts down. If it gets tired, we take it off. You come in, we put out what you want fresh. So it's always hot and fresh for you.
All right, and I promise to use the word salad at least once in the next hour. How's that?
Okay.
All right, John at Ballantino's, 41st and Willow. That's the place for you to enjoy lunch and the brunch. John, talk to you next hour.
Sounds great.
We've got our legal voice in the studio. Can't wait to visit with him. There's always good topics. That's part of our second hour this morning. And, Rev, you're back under control. You got everything going. The rain going to avoid us?
Well, it looks like we might get a little bit, but nothing too drastic, according to the radar. So we'll see.
All right. The clock on the wall says our time's up. Thank you for yours. Yeah.